Now, a lot of people might recognise your voice because you work on the tills at Tesco's.
I do.
So people will say, oh, I know Jan. She's always very chatty. And you've come here this morning, big smile on your face. First of all, Jan, tell us a little bit about why you did the Race for Life at the weekend.
My son Daniel had brain cancer and subsequently he died in 2021, March the 23rd. So it holds a very dear spot in my heart. So I wanted to do something to make awareness.
You brought in a picture of him. And yeah. It's when you see a young man like that. Mm. He was only in his 40s. He
43.
Had a young family.
Yeah.
And just taken. How you deal with something like that? They all say one of the worst things that can happen to a parent is losing one of their children.
Oh, exactly.
What was the impact of it like? Because I guess you've had to really rally round the whole family.
I've been lucky. I've got good family around me. I mean, my eldest son, Stephen, has been an absolute rock to me. He was very close to Daniel, as was my youngest son, Tyler. No, they've been amazing. And I've got Daniel's two daughters that I'm very close to, Ellie and Taylor. Daniel's, since he's been gone, he's had another three grandchildren, but he had one little grandson that he knew about, Danny.
What sort of a bloke was Daniel?
Oh, he was a singer-songwriter. He's got a lot of songs on YouTube. He wrote about what was going on in the world as he knew it, growing up on a council estate with all drink and drugs and things like that. And he was in a band called Copious with some other friends of his, and Daniel was the lead singer. And I'd like to mention a group called Block 33, who covered one of Daniel's songs and asked our permission if they could do it. And it was a song that Daniel wrote about himself called Square Man. And they absolutely done him proud bringing that song out. They put it on their first album. So, he was a talented singer-songwriter.
So you decided, I'm going to do something about this in Daniel's memory. I'm going to raise some money. So when did you first enter the Race for Life, Jan? And did you do any training for it? Tell us your story.
Right. I joined Slimming World in January. Ursula, my mentor, she said about the Race for Life and whoever wanted to join up. So I said, I'd like to do it. I said, in memory of my son. And so that's how that come about. And I've been doing the park walk at Hinchinbrook Park for the past 8 weeks. That's a 5K walk. And I do it with the other slimming ladies and gentlemen. And it is absolutely amazing. I love it. I have got a zest for life. I go to the gym three times a week. I've got a personal trainer, Carly Harvey. I just love it. Anything to do with exercise, I'm there.
If you've got Carly as a personal trainer, then you're going to get fit because she's an absolute liar.
But morning, I love her to bits.
Morning, Carly, if you're listening, by the way. I know Carly.
Yeah,
really
I love
well.
Her to bits.
So you set out on the Race for Life at the weekend.
Mm.
Many other people there, not just ones that you knew, but were there lots of people?
Oh, there was hundreds and hundreds of them. Absolutely. I mean, runners and walkers. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was hot, but not as hot as I thought it would be. But the group of girls that I walked around with from Slimming World, they were amazing. I'd like to mention Fairy Danes. She's amazing. And there was a few others, and their names escaped me for a moment. I hope you forgive me for that. But, yeah, it was just amazing.
How much did you raise?
I've raised over £1,000. I don't know the exact amount. I won't know till tomorrow when I take all the envelopes in that I've collected that are in my husband's safe and take them into work for the lady at the cash office to give me a grand total.
Fantastic.
And I've got Sam Pope, my friend. She's making me a big cheque that I'm picking up today so that we're going to write on there with thanks from the Tesco colleagues and customers. And I'm hoping to present it to someone from Cancer Research.